You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The benchmark equity indices ended Monday's trading session in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 dipped 45.20 points or 0.21% to settle at 21,411.45, while the BSE Sensex dropped 168.65 points or 0.24% to 71,315.10. The broader indices ended mostly in positive territory, with the fall led by large-cap and mid-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 275.85 points or 0.57% to settle at 47,867.70. Media and pharma stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while Realty and PSU Bank stocks shed. Moving on, PM Narendra Modi flagged off the second saffron-coloured Vande Bharat Express connecting Varanasi and New Delhi on Monday afternoon. The inaugural run of this cutting-edge train from Varanasi to New Delhi took place on December 18th at 2:15 p.m. Notably, the train will run 6 days a week, departing from Varanasi at 6 a.m., reaching New Delhi at 2:05 p.m. and returning at 3 p.m. with a scheduled arrival in Varanasi at 11:05 p.m. The new Varanasi-New Delhi Vande Bharat Express has as many as 8 car coaches. The new train will offer 2 types of seating arrangements, AC chair car and executive AC chair car. Ticket booking for this express train is set to commence from today, and further details on the fare will be released soon. Next up, in a significant attempt to boost adventure tourism, the Uttarakhand Tourism Department has announced the launch of the Himalaya Air Safari, featuring gyrocopters, an innovative and exhilarating experience said to be the first of its kind in the country. The Tourism Department revealed that the inaugural flight test of the gyrocopter was successfully conducted in Haridwar on Saturday, marking a significant milestone for Uttarakhand's tourism initiatives. With the necessary approval secured from the DGCA, the state is set to introduce these cutting-edge gyrocopters to connect tourists with the pristine and untouched destinations of Uttarakhand. In other news, the share of electric buses in new bus sales in India set to double to around 8% next fiscal from the current 4%, says CRISIL. This, it says, will be driven by 2 factors. The first being the central government's focus on decarbonizing the public transport sector. Efforts are underway to deploy e-buses via tenders already awarded under the faster adoption and manufacturing of hybrid and electric vehicles and the National Electric Bus Program. The second is a favorable total cost of ownership of an e-bus compared with internal combustion engine and compressed natural gas buses driven by lower operating costs and reduced initial acquisition costs. Furthermore, fugitive underworld don Dawood Ibrahim has reportedly been hospitalized in Pakistan's Karachi due to serious health complications. Several reports on social media suggest that Dawood was poisoned. However, there has been no official confirmation yet. Reports doing rounds online also state that the 1993 Mumbai blast mastermind has been kept under strict security vigil in the hospital. Only top hospital authorities and his close family members have access to the floor where he is kept, sources said. Dawood, the mastermind behind the 1993 blast in Mumbai and India's most wanted terrorist, has reportedly been hiding in Pakistan for decades. Early in January, the son of Dawood's sister told the NIA that the underworld don stays in Karachi after getting married for the second time. In another development, in the latest report on Indian industrials, Jefferies provides a comprehensive overview of the sector, pointing to several key indicators that signal robust performance and positive trends. The second quarter of FY24 saw a remarkable surge in order flows, witnessing a substantial 67% year-on-year increase. Notably, Larsen & Toubro emerged as a frontrunner, contributing significantly to this growth with an impressive 72% year-over-year expansion. Jefferies notes a noteworthy 256 basis points BPS year-on-year margin expansion for major players such as ABB, Siemens and Thermax in Q2. This expansion is attributed to operational leverage, reflecting efficiency gains in their business operations. Industrial stocks in Jefferies universe have exhibited notable outperformance compared to the Nifty index over both 1 and 2 year periods. Lastly, the Narendra Modi-led Bharatiya Janata Party may script history when the nation heads into the Lok Sabha elections in 2024, with opinion polls suggesting his return for a third consecutive term in office as Prime Minister of India. The feat, if the predictions hold true, would put Modi at par with Jawaharlal Nehru, India's first and only Prime Minister to have the distinction of serving in office for 3 straight terms. As per the survey, the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance is predicted to win 323 seats in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, while the INDIA bloc of 28 national and regional parties may settle at 163 seats in the 543-member lower house of parliament. The Congress, which has positioned itself as the leader of the umbrella alliance, is expected to be limited to 52 to 72 seats. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.